These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, and United owners the Glazers have been told they must invest this summer in order to make the Red Devils Premier League title contenders again. Former United assistant René Meulensteen believes the signing of Harry Kane from Tottenham would go a long way to making Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side competitive for top spot in England again. United fans protested in their thousands against the Glazer family on Sunday, with some supporters gaining access to Old Trafford and also surrounded the Lowry Hotel, which housed the players ahead of the match against Liverpool. That game was postponed due to the disruption caused by the fans, and Meulensteen has insisted it is now down to the owners to put their hands in their pockets and bring the signing Solskjaer wants this summer, starting with Kane. Moving on, and Edwin van der Sar has admitted he feels sad for Donny van der Beek after his switch to United has failed to work out. The Dutch international completes a £40 million move to Old Trafford last summer after building a glowing reputation at Ajax, but Solskjaer has used him sparingly despite being United's biggest outlay of the 2020 summer window. De Beek has started just two Premier League games since his switch to Old Trafford, scoring his only top-flight goal in a 3-1 loss to Crystal Palace at the start of the campaign. He has since been linked with a loan back to Ajax, and van der Sar admits it has been hard to watch him struggle in England. Finally, Edinson Cavani has revealed that he is determined to leave something behind from his spell at United. The experienced striker has spent the season at Old Trafford after joining on a free transfer and explained that he is eager to help the club's young players. Cavani has scored 12 goals in his 33 appearances and has outlined that he is always determined to give his best in every game and training session. He told Inside United magazine that he is keen to continue giving everything for the team and, with rumours linking him with a move to Boca Juniors, wants to build a legacy in case he does depart. That's all for now. We'll have more later.